I'd like to introduce you to someone you may not be too familiar with. She's Leodan O'Connor, and has spent the past month or so working with us here at the English Programme. Among the many interviews she's been asked to do for us was one which took her on an unexpected journey through time and space, right across the ocean to Cuba, where a beatification is to take place on Saturday 29th of November. Let's listen.
Earlier in the week, I was asked to speak to the Prior General of the Hospitaller Order of St. John of God, Brother Donatus Forkin. He is about to leave for Cuba to attend the beatification ceremony of Brother José Olayo Valdez, a member of his order who lived in the 19th century. And Brother Donatus quoted Pope Benedict's words on Sunday last, the 23rd of November.
The Holy Father in his at the Angelus message just here on Sunday.
Fratel José Olayo Valdez.
Set him up as a model and heavenly intercessor for the people of Cuba and particularly for people who are sick or marginalized, for religious and for those who work in hospitals and centers caring for their sick brothers and sisters.
The people of Cuba may still remember another Roman pontiff, John Paul II, who traveled all the way there in January 1998, mentioning Brother Olayo on this occasion, where he also expressed his hope for a swift canonization.
In your national history, there have been many pastors who, because of unshakable fidelity to Christ and his church, have stood by the people in every trial, the witness of their generous dedication, their words in proclaiming the gospel and in defending the dignity and inalienable rights of persons and their promotion of the integral well-being of the nation are a precious spiritual patrimony worthy of preservation and cultivation. Among these pastors, the servant of God, José Olayo, of the Hospitaller Brothers of St. John of God, is a witness to mercy whose life and service to the most needy is a magnificent example of consecration to the Lord.
But let's get back to Brother Donatus to discover more about Brother Olayo, this magnificent role model from his order, who he was, the difficulties which he had faced and through which he persevered.
Brother Olayo had quite an extraordinary life, really. He was born in 1820, in February the 12th, in Havana. He became an orphan. We don't know exactly who his parents were, but his mother, obviously with great stress, had left him at the orphanage with a little note to say that he had not yet been baptized. So he was raised in an orphanage in Havana, and at the tender age of 13 or 14 years, he entered the Hospital Order of St. John of God. He was transferred to the community at the St. John of God Hospital in Camaway. And for 54 years, he lived there. He never left the hospital except for one night he was forced to leave. He was working in the hospital. The hospital and all of that had been nationalized or taken over by the government, but he continued to work there. And obviously, he was respected within that because he was allowed to work there. And he became the chief infirmarian, and he did study in how to do surgery and dentistry and all of the needs that people would have. He was self-taught, if you like, to help them. But it was during a very difficult time in the history of Cuba, and at that time there was a lot of struggle going on between the Cuban and the Spanish soldiers. The war raged for about 10 years, and of course at that time as well there was this suppression of all religious and religious communities, so they were exclaustrized. Most of them were sent home or they left to their religious communities.
Despite these difficulties Brother Olayo endured, I was told of his continuous dedication to helping those around him, especially those whom society had cast out. His care for others led to him being known among Cubans as Father of the Poor and the Apostle of Charity.
And his brother, St. John of God, he had made the three vows of religion and a fourth vow of hospitality. Irrespective of religion, background, political beliefs, whatever side, he served them all. Now, he remained true to that right to his death. And that was kind of an extraordinary thing because Brother Elijah was on his own for about 10 years. He was with another brother for a number of years who eventually died. He cared for him in his final illness, but he remained on his own for more than 10 years and worked in the hospital caring for the sick. He cared for the wounded during the time of the war. He was kind of a bridge, if you like, or an advocate, at great personal risk to himself, between the military and the civilian population, trying to prevent any massacres and trying to win for them whatever material and needs that they had. He cared for the casualties of the war. He cared for prisoners. He cared for the slaves. He cared for everybody. There was nobody excluded. You know, in times of war, people take sides. Now, Brother Olayo, he didn't take sides. He took the side of everybody. And they really loved and admired him for that, because he loved them first.
What really struck me listening to the life and troubles of Brother Olayo were the similarities I began to see between his life's work and that of a person well known to us all, the Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. I couldn't help but wonder why Brother Olayo's tale had not travelled further than his own country. Brother Donatus told me how the Cuban's life was, until recently, unknown even to the Hospitaller Order, but how the Cuban people have kept him alive through their devotion to him over a century after his death.
During the journalist of Brother Brian O'Donnell in 1989, that the Bishop of Camaway, because the order had been suppressed with other religious, we hadn't heard of him for so many decades. And then the bishop contacted us that they were celebrating the anniversary of his death in 1989. And it's there we began to realize we had such an extraordinary brother as a member of our order. His tomb was always painted with flowers, and there was all people going there in pilgrimage. People themselves had recognized him as an extraordinary man who lived in justice and holiness before the Lord. When he died, Camaway came to pay the respects and to lay him to rest. But he wasn't forgotten. He continued, the memory continued to live on in the people right to this very day. And I suppose that's why God gives us saints and blesses as models to encourage all of us in our journey through life. And Brother Olayo had to overcome extraordinary difficulties in his life. And he could identify with that because of his own personal experience.
Brother Olayo has never been forgotten, and his image graces the front of a nursing home in Camaway that is named after him. While he is the second Cuban priest to be declared blessed, the beatification ceremony will, for the first time, take place on Cuban soil. Brother Donatus told me how he thinks this event will affect the Cuban people who are already moved by the work of the Lord's servant, and how it will stimulate and inspire their faith to grow.
To have something of that nature, for those of us who are Catholic and Christian, to have something in our own land where the people can gather together to celebrate one of their own. And this, we recognize this man as a really holy person, one of us who is declared to be blessed, to be a model. To do that in your own place, I think that's fantastic. That is bound to have a great ripple effect, not just in Camaway, but across Cuba, across into Miami, where there are so many Cubans and Cuban descent, and around the world. So this is a great source of encouragement for the Cuban people, and great recognition of somebody who was truly a great human being, and for us who are Christian, a great man of God. His beatification is a stimulus for us and an inspiration to continue despite difficulties. And as Brother Olayo discovered, people are really good. Deep down, people are good. They want to do what is right, and they respond when they see somebody like Brother Olayo showing the way. So we are greatly encouraged that our brother should be raised to the altars in this way, and we join the Cuban church and the Cuban people in rejoicing with them on the 29th.
The conversation ended on a note of hope. How Brother Olayo's exceptional life can encourage and inspire us all, religious and non-religious alike, but particularly us Christians. A beacon of light to guide the way in darkness and in the future.
Looking towards the future, this gives us great hope. That God in his wisdom and the church in her wisdom gives us men and women to encourage us. So a person like Brother Olayo is a great model for the human person who wants to live a really good life as a human being. And then as a Christian, to be faithful to the very core of our Christian faith, faithful to Christ, faithful to Christ at all costs. Never, his faith never wavered. And that was one of the great things that he had that sustained him. And he wasn't on his own because God was with him. And he found his strength in that belief deep inside him and the hope to continue to move forward. We all can find in Brother Elijah an inspiration for our way of life that gives us courage, gives us hope for the future.
I'm Leodhan O'Connor.
And our thanks there go to Leodhan O'Connor, and of course to the Prior General of the Hospitallers of the Order of St. John of God, Brother Donatus Falcon, for proudly sharing with us there his knowledge of this future saint of his order, Brother José Olayo Valdés.